Philip Saint-Papier, these are included. Today's date is 10/21/2023. Dictation is for Miss Teresa Carballo. Carballo spells C-A-R-B-A-L-L-O. Teresa spells T-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is 09/20/1957. This is a 66-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, neuropathy, obesity. She started post left knee arthroplasty. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? She stated that since her last visit, she had surgery to her left knee and has been going through physical therapy. She says she still has some pain at the surgery site, but denied. Next paragraph, review her system. She denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature. She says she does not have any redness around the site of the infection. However, she does report a left calf and ankle pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. In physical exam, she's alert oriented in no acute distress, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 172 over 91. Repeat blood pressure is 150 over 83. Pulse 96, respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, period. Normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph, skin. No abrasions, lacerations, microtia, papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. She has antalgic gait on the left. She walks with a cane. Next line, surgery site, no erythema, no edema, no fluctuance, negative ballotment. She has full range of motion with moderate discomfort with flexion and extension. Next line, calf is tender to palpation. Ankle tendon to palpation with edema. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort on extension of her ankle. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented tendency, cranial nerves to the tendons normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is obesity. Number two, status post left knee arthroplasty. Number three is diabetes type 2. Number four is hypertension. Number five is neuropathy. Number six is hypothyroidism, period. Next paragraph, patients would like to have her labs drawn on the next visit. Next paragraph, for medication will refill as follows. Metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, levothyroxine, 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Tylenol, extra strength, 500 milligrams, 1 PO TID, PRN for pain, number 90. Next medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, amlodipine, besalate, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 90 days, number 90. Ultrasound was done of her calf. Ultrasound does not demonstrate any thrombosis. She was reassured and advised to take Tylenol. She was advised to elevate her legs whenever she's sitting or sleeping. Says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.